You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You're listening to On the Couch, On the Couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio. Just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. What we want.
That's right, baby. We say what we want. So there you go. Hey, good morning to you. You're on the couch officially with your friendly psychologist, Dr. Michelle. That's me here with you. In beautiful downtown Studio City, the heart of Los Angeles entertainment. Yes, that's why I'm here. The crazy people. It's called Better Business. Just want to get into the show and dig this music a little bit. Well, happy Friday to you all. Again, Dr. Michelle here, and we're going to have a great show today. I have some wonderful ideas about helping you with your relationships. Notice how I said ideas, suggestions. I can't make you do anything. I can just kind of put it out there and see if you want to do what you want to do. That's right. Also, I'm going to be answering some emails that I received on my email address. And you can find me, by the way, if you would like, at drmichelletherapy.com. Yes, I know, it's a long address, but it's Dr. Michelle with two L's, therapy, T-H-E-R-A-P-Y. It'll correct it for you, yeah, .com, drmichelletherapy.com. And on my website, you'll find out more about me, what I'm about, what I like to talk about, what I do to help people, my philosophies, one of which is helping you detox from the drama in your lives. You got, yes, just like substance abuse, you must detox, go through those steps to make it go away out of your life, because it will always lurk there unless you clean up those habits, and you'll create bad relationships with people and continue to do so unless you learn the tricks to detox the drama. Also, I focus on positive life changes. Cognitive behavioral stuff, thinking about what you think, behaving the way you want to behave, taking responsibility for what you do, basically. Don't blame other people for putting your stuff on other people and because they come back at you. You know, just take responsibility. If other people are giving you a hard time or there's a lot of family problems and you think that they're outrageous, well, then you draw your boundaries. But you got to check out yourself a little bit. So that's what that's all about. You can call me live here on the air if you'd like. If you have relationship issues, family problems, personal stuff going on, come on down. I'd love to hear from you. The number is 323, area code 323-203-0815. All right, write that down. 323, I'll do it again. 323-203-0815. So come on down. I'd love to hear from you. And I want to thank everybody who has been emailing me with their questions and providing content for my show. And hopefully I'm helping you out too. This is not just a, you know, we don't do names. We don't make fun of people. We don't, there is no judgment here. There is, gee, that's really odd, interesting behavior. Let's see how we can fix that. Or why is your mate doing that? Which leads me to the first problem. To the first question here, and I'll just say Liz emailed me from Florida. Hey, Liz, hope you're doing well, and I hope you're listening today. I already kind of answered you online about your issue that you're dealing with, but I'll read it, and I got your approval, so we're cool. All right. I'll read it on the air, and then I will kind of give you some help as well. And you folks out there listening who may be going through the same thing or dealing with the same issue, hopefully it'll help you too. So Liz writes, Dear Dr. Michelle, I have been with this guy for just over a year, and things got weird, whatever that means, about 6 months ago. Fewer phone calls, fewer texts from him. He spent more time online looking at MySpace pages. I can't really read her writing here. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Okay. And porno sites. Alrighty. Started staying out late, hanging out with, in quotes, she says, her friends, or his friends, rather. I just don't know what to do. I am asking him why he's not calling me as much, why he's not communicating, why he comes home late. I guess they're living together. And he says, I've got to just chill out. What do I do? Well, these are all big signs, Liz, that he may be fooling around or he may have some other extracurricular activities going on with another woman. Or not. Sometimes when we get into a relationship and it is going really well and gets a little comfortable, gets a little boring because we're too comfortable. So we need to do other things to keep us stimulated. Now, what I would ask you, Liz, is he still showing you the affection and the lovey-dovey stuff and the making love and all that? That's what I want to know. I don't have that information here, but if he's doing that less, then that's a biggie. That's a red flag. Maybe he's doing that with somebody else. We don't know. But just some heads up. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you some ideas about how to kind of spot that your lover may be lying. All right? And these are just some ideas. And what you've told me, Liz, are some of the indications that he may be backing off and very comfortable with the relationship. It doesn't mean necessarily that he's a dog and he's out there with other women. It may mean that he's just feeling really comfortable with you, and now he doesn't need to be on really wonderful behavior, as we all do in relationships. We kind of let down a little bit, and now we become ourselves. So we go back to the old looking on the computer and looking at the pornos and talking to our friends and hanging out with our friends and playing the video games. Guys, I know you're out there. I know you're playing your Call of Duty at night. I know you're doing that. I know. You're doing that Halo thing. Well, those are the little kids do a lot of the Halo stuff. But I know the new Call of Duty's coming out. You've got that ordered. yeah. Your woman's sitting there going, you're going to be off in another hour? We'll see. Anyway. So, Liz, here we go. How do you find out that your lover's like? Here's just some ideas. First of all, you know, a really important thing is a schedule. Like you mentioned, schedule. Or as some of my colleagues say, schedule. Now, when you've been living with somebody for any amount of time, you quickly get to know that person's schedule. Maybe your partner is, you know, the predictable as clockwork type, right? Home by 7, 8:30 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. They go to the gym, pasta dinner on Wednesdays, glass of red wine on Fridays, a bottle of red wine on Fridays. Even people who are less predictable probably follow some kind of patterns. Right? You know what I'm talking about, Liz, right? They phone as they're leaving work. You know, they like at least 3 nights a week in front of the TV. They like hanging out playing the vid games, online games. They maybe squeeze in a basketball game, guys, maybe baseball game in this case, last season. A drink with friends every couple of weeks or so, you know, that kind of thing. Now, whether your partner's schedule is subtle or obvious, because you've gotten to know it, you should be kind of tuned in to any type of change. Like it sounds like you are getting tuned into that, Liz. It's one of the biggest signs that your lover is probably maybe kind of sort of lying. Little heads up there. Because a partner who's cheating is going to have to work out the logistics. They're going to have to schedule some new time for this new person. Right? So the schedule is going to wane a little bit that you have with that person. So as the amount of hours in a day is obviously the same, that new time is coming out of your time together. Now, the initial signs like you were telling me about, Liz, could be slight. It could start with your partner, I don't know, like getting home from work a little late, like you said, or maybe he or she doesn't look too pooped after a gym session. Well, they say, you know, it's kicking our endorphins. We have a lot more energy. We feel better, but the gym session lasted 2 hours. Yeah, I stayed at the gym and talked to the guys in the locker room. Not. Or maybe he or she looks, you know, too pooped after a late meeting. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. A lying lover is likely to start disappearing randomly and showing up late unexpectedly. You're familiar with that, maybe? The skilled cheater, skills, baby, it takes skills, may invent a new project at work or a new sports team to join, something to make room for the philandering, as I call it. Now, if this is the case and you're suspicious, ask for details. Don't be a, you know, nag. Don't be a biatch. Don't do that. Track your partner's consistency. Use the details mentioned above. You know, say, oh, you know, wait. Now, wait a minute. Now, tell me. Now, where is this meeting? Now, where? Oh, you're going to the so-and-so game? Oh, you're going to hang out with your friends and go, oh, you're going to watch boxing at Jake's house. Oh, you're okay. Now, how long? What? So I'm going to do things with my friends tonight. So I just kind of want to know what time you'll be home. So, you know, don't nag. Just get information. Information. You know, because not everybody who has a new work project or a hobby is a cheat. You don't want to come off paranoid. See, if we come off paranoid, and this is to Liz in women and guys, it's really a turnoff. But if we come off paranoid, that pushes guys away farther, even if they're not cheating. You know, they're going to think, ew, and they're going to stay away because they don't want to be around someone who's always suspecting that they're not in the relationship and they're cheating. Okay? But you should be able to ask for, you know, the kind of information that will help you either feel more comfortable or become more suspicious. And the way you phrase it, too, you don't get freaky deaky on them. So where were you? No. So did you have fun with Jake? How was the boxing match? So he comes home an hour later. So what happened? You know? I mean, those are the things. So I thought you were going to be here. I kind of planned so I could be with you and yada, yada. So there you go. It's the schedule change. Another biggie is body language. People don't lie with their mouths only. They lie with their bodies. And by the way, if you want to check out how to read body language, this is a little promo for myself. I have a thing on Expert Village TV. It's expertvillage.com. In the search engine there, just type in how to read body language. It'll tell you a lot about what people do with their bodies and their eyes. And then, yeah. You can kind of get what their meaning is. Anyway, you know, the body is really, you can tell what people are thinking sometimes and what they're doing. The signs can be subtle, but, you know, each subtle indicator can add up to a whole slew of clues that your loved one is hiding the truth. And the biggest telltale, Liz, is eye contact. So the more a person veers from the truth, you know that, the more his or her eyes veer away from directly engaging with yours. Now, the skilled liars, they know how to look right at you. They're good. They're good. Now, unless you work for the CIA and you know how to read pupils and you have really good eyesight, you know what I'm saying? You know how to read if someone's lying by their pulse and their pupils and all that stuff. You know, you can tell sometimes. It is hard to tell a barefaced lie to someone while looking deep into that person's eyes. But unless you're, like I said, a skilled liar, one of those antisocials, narcissists, you can do that. And as liars' eyes get busy sometimes, so do their hands. They're looking around, you know. They'll touch their face, they'll wipe their mouth, they'll fiddle with their hair, they'll stroke their throat and rub their eyes, you know. And often, this is accompanied by too much talking. So, because liars feel the need to over-explain their answers. You know that, right? So, Liz, if your man is going into too much detail, filling up all the pauses, he has an intent on covering up the real story. So sometimes, Liz, I don't know if he's doing this and you didn't share this with me, but sometimes liars invent a scenario so detailed that in their mind, at least, you can't possibly believe it's not true. And they've got you so mesmerized by trying to follow the story and you're, well, I went here and then, you wouldn't believe what happened. We're really good at that, by the way. Women are fabulous at that. Guys are not as skillful. Really. They can be, but women are wonderful at that. So if you question their story too, Liz, in a very cool way, don't freak him out. And he gets defensive. Liars a lot of times get defensive. And they throw it back at you. What's wrong with you? Why wouldn't you? You know that. Okay. Also, something about their emotional responses will seem different. You know, their emotional responses, physically, they won't seem genuine. They may laugh, right? But only their mouth is moving, not their whole face or their body. They may look angry, but it's like a superficial kind of version of anger, not the full uncontrolled craziness that you're used to when you guys really get into a fight. You got to watch for these signs. And again, just because your partner does some of the above doesn't make him or her a liar. You know, If these actions and movements kind of seem new and unfamiliar, you know, you got to think about it. It's heads up. Heads up. What's going on? What's going on? Heads up. Something else you might take a look at are habits. The most flexible of us are creatures of habit. You know, sometimes we try to make life wonderful, exciting, and have a new day. But when the habits are broken, it can be a sign that your lover's cheating. Let me tell you something, Liz. This is a little trick here. One thing that secret lovers do for that new person in their life. One thing. This is a biggie. Heads up, Liz. You know that. This is what happened when you guys started together. One thing secret lovers do for that new person in their life is to make him or her more aware of their physicality. Physicality. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? They rethink their clothes. Liz, is your man rethinking your clothes? Is he restyling his hair, looking really good? Is he looking at him? Is he doing a lot more of those workouts at home in the bedroom? You know what I'm saying? They start to see themselves as a new partner might see them. And they start making themselves as attractive as possible for that new person. So it can start with a new outfit. You know what I'm saying? Some really hip-looking clothing that you haven't seen your partner wear. Wow, that looks great on you. What made you get that? That's really a great... Wow, I love that shirt. Maybe you'll get a haircut. Different style. Maybe your partner has started turning down the fries when you go out. When you guys hang out, go out to eat. Yeah. And he's going with a side salad. Whoop! There's a big one. I'll take the veggies. What do you have besides the fries and the onion rings? I'll have some steaming veggies. You know, that's a chick thing. But we do it because we're really doing it because we're serious. But if your guy hasn't done that usually and he starts really watching his weight and really focusing on his figure, that's just a heads up. Again, you know, it has to add up to something. One item by itself is no reason to call a private detective, Liz. Because this guy may be, you know, wanting to get in shape for you. Maybe he's feeling a little distanced from you, Liz. You got to look at some of the things you may be doing too. And I don't want to get into that yet. But let's just say that these habit changes don't have to be just physical. Maybe your partner has stopped leaving his or her cell phone on the coffee table. Maybe they started deleting the web browser history. Maybe your partner's letting more calls go straight to voicemail. They know it's you. They're not picking up because they're with someone else. No-brainers. Just think about it. Another biggie is affection. Now, despite the image of the classic adulterer leaping from bed to bed and satisfying all of those who he or she encounters, the reality is that even a cheater's conscience can get in the way of physical prowess. Now, that's why the more your partner is working that magic, baby, elsewhere, the less affection you'll be receiving at home. It's just the way it is. And like I said to you, the first sign is less sex for you. Less sex for you. Whatever your usual amount is, you'll be likely to see a marked change. Three times a week can quickly turn into once a week. Once every 2 weeks, other signs are more subtle. But not everybody's, you know, who's withholding affection is an adulterer. You got to check out. Maybe there's a physiological thing. Maybe they're feeling insecure. Maybe they're not able to, you know, get going what's going. You know, maybe they're not able to do that. So those are just some heads up for you, Liz. And, you know, I hope that helps you. And feel free to write me some more questions if you have them. And just do some of those checks that I've said. And don't freak out on him. Don't assume that if he does some of these behaviors that this is what he's going through and he's cheating on you. Don't assume. Do not assume. Don't go there. But keep me up to date. And let me know. DocMichelle@AOL.com. That's DocMichelle@AOL.com. And we have, I believe, a caller on the line. And by the way, if you'd like to call in, you have a problem or a question, you may find me here live on the air on the couch with Dr. Michelle at 323-203-0815. And believe we have somebody on the line. Good morning. This is Dr. Michelle. Are you with me? No. Let's see if we can get him. Okay. I'll wait for them to call back. Again, that number, if you want to call in, 323-203-0815. And although it is a Los Angeles, area phone, that's because we're here in, you know, the greater Los Angeles area. We'd love to hear from you. So, okay, let me just finish up with Liz because I did get a call. I wanted to interrupt my last statement that I was saying you know, to her. Not everybody who is withholding affection, and I just wanted to make a point of this, is an adulterer. Because check it out. Women and men, we all, no matter what age we are, you know, he doesn't have to be like this middle-aged guy who's like slowing down. Okay? Could be a younger person. Work pressures, general insecurities, even the side effects from, you know, prescription med. Is he on any meds? I mean, you know, he doesn't have to be on any heavy meds, but if he's got a prescription med, that can bring changes to physical relationships too. You just don't feel like it. If he's got aches and pains, if there's some stuff, like I said, going on at work and he's feeling a little more insecure, you know, that could really pull him back as well. So he may be just pulling back from you. But, you know, combined with the other changes outlined that I've mentioned to you, Liz, fewer displays of affection can be a clearer sign that your relationship is in trouble. And your lover might be, you know, lying a little bit. But you cannot come on and accuse, because that will freak them out. He or she. But I'm talking specifically to Liz about her guy who wrote me. You know, it goes both ways. I mean, women are very clever, too. I get stories all the time about ladies who are cheating, or guys suspect their ladies of cheating, and we're very skillful too. We're wonderful at making up stories, like I said a little bit earlier. So keep in mind what I said, Liz. Number one, check his schedule. If you've been living with him and you know his habits, his schedule's changing, that's a red flag. Body language. Alrighty, he's not looking at you as much. He's kind of nervous. What's he doing? Habits. His habits are changing a little bit. And also if he's taking that cell phone. He's erasing those messages, starting to leave the web browser history. What? You know, maybe he's looking at porno and he doesn't want you to know what kind of, you know, maybe it's Mondo Bizarro. And he's embarrassed. I don't know. And also the affection thing, like I just mentioned. It's really an important factor when you're looking at relationships. Because usually guys, now I know a lot of skillful players who I've encountered in my practice, who've been with women and or men for a long time. But guys have more energy. They do. They have testosterone. They have more energy to get involved in relationships. So that's basically what I see. Guys can be skillful. And actually, their sex drive is ramped up. Yeah, they're amping it up with you because they're overcompensating for what they think that you may see. They may see that you're backing off a little bit. So they're amping it up. And then they're really feeling like, wow, I'm the man. I'm the man. So just, you know, ask not critically, ask open-ended questions. Oh, and be kind. And, you know, just get a feeling. And then you can start. And if it gets really weird and you really want to, you know, talk to some specialist, ask him if he'd be willing to see a specialist, because if he keeps blaming you and accusing you that there's a problem, that could be, you know, that he is defending, you know, himself. So that could be really the bad thing that's happening. All right. Once again, if you'd like to give me a call live on the air here on latalkradio.com, you can do so. I'd love to hear from you. We had a couple of calls that blew out earlier. I don't know what happened, if we lost the signal or whatever. But the number here is 323-203-0815. Give me a call. And I'm going to move on also, if I can, to another email. I'm just going to keep watching the screen. I'm going to give a heads up to my engineer to make sure that everything's copacetic with the phones. Let's see if everything's cool with the phones. Yep, got the thumbs up. Everything's cool with the phones. Okay, here we go. Dear Dr. Michelle. This is from Katie. Katie didn't tell me where she lives, but she says, how do I get out of that boring date? Okay. I am signed up to several dating services online. I've met a lot of cool guys, but many of these relationships do not seem to last. I've gone out with guys many times, twice, and that would be the last time, because they're boring. They've got weird personality traits. There's that word again, weird. I like that. And I don't know how to get out of it. I don't know what to do. So how can I get out of a boring date? Well, you know, there's a lot of deception involved here. I'm not blaming you or anything, Katie. No, not a biggie. But, you know, we've all been subjected to a boring date at some point. And we will, especially if you're doing the online thing. Yeah, you're going to have a lot of boring dates. You're going to have a lot of people who are not following what you'd like them to. It's going to be weird. It's going to be uncomfortable, like you said. You're going to have to feel. You know, here's the deal. Online dating. We all present ourselves the best. Number one. Number two, a lot of people have professional headshots taken, so they look really good on their picture online. I always advise my clients to do that. Put the makeup on, look good. You know, you put it out there. It's like fishing. Throw the bait out there. Look great. You know, not so great that it totally doesn't look like you in person, because when they see you, they're going to be really depressed. They're going to go, oh my God, who is this person? So get, you know, what I'm saying is, folks, if you're out there looking, get a good headshot. So I really do get off the subject sometimes. So let's get to it. There appears to be no way out of a boring date, and you're stuck with no good excuse to leave. And, you know, the will to live is slowly draining from you. You're sitting there at the dinner place or the coffee place, or you're having a drink, and this guy's going on and on about himself and how wonderful he is. And his business and his work, and it's all about him and his, and then his relationships, and you don't have to suffer. You don't have to. There's things you can do. Now, some of these ideas may be a little manipulative, a little negative. I don't know. But the best way, Katie, to avoid a boring date is in the preparation of an escape plan. Have an escape plan that can be executed as necessary. Sometimes on the first date, Katie, if you're going out with these guys and you agree to go out with them again, there's a reason that you said, oh, well, okay. I mean, maybe he wasn't all what he was cracked up to be online and what he was saying to you and how he looks. But there's some reason, okay, I'll give it another shot. But the second time, like you say, is really, okay, you know what? He's really boring, and he's really, maybe he's nervous. Give him some slack. Maybe he doesn't know how to talk. Maybe that's why he's not with someone, because he's blown him away because he's boring. But anyway, you'll be able to get out of a boring date with no hurt feelings, your sanity. Be gracious. You don't have to be nasty, but you just kind of have to know how to get out. So try a couple of tips, Katie, next time you go on a date. It sounds to me like you've had some dates from hell. Really bad boring dates. So here's the deal. You've got to, this is a no-brainer. Katie, prepare your excuses before you go. Get a friend to call you during your date. Get a friend to call you during your date. Set a time for them to call you. If the date's going badly, you can then pretend there's some emergency. Oh my God, are you serious? No. Okay, well, okay, now I'm not into creating negative energy. I am not into creating an emergency and negative energy falsely, because I'm the kind of gal that thinks you bring the stuff to you once you put it out there. But nonetheless, if it's not that severe, you can create an emergency. And, if all is going well with the date, then you can have a cue for your girlfriend. Then just have a quick chat. Have a keyword. Maybe whatever you're drinking, whatever, water, coffee, a martini, whatever. Have a key word. Put that word in there. And that means everything's good. Everything's good. So she won't bug you again. So, okay, an idea. You can also use a web service to call you at a set time. This is really sick. If all your friends are busy and say, I'm not going to participate in this. Most of your friends will, though, by the way. If you can't trust your friend to ring or text on time because they're with their man or they're out clowning around, whatever, you could use an SMS message. It's like a time-delayed excuse service. You can set it up on the web. It's an SMS. S as in Sam. MS. Message. You can do that. All right? It works. I've seen people do it. And then you can go through this conversation like, you know, you're talking to somebody. Oh, my God. Oh, no, really? Oh, I have to go. Now, you know what? Guys who are kind of boring kind of know sometimes that you're faking it. So you have to practice this skill a little bit. You kind of have to practice a skill. You have to practice it. This is deceptive. I hate telling people, but these are ways out. I know I'm going to get emails saying, you are really a deceptive person. That's terrible. That's just terrible. But anyway, set your date to a time limit. This is a really good, this is a safe thing you can do. You can set your date to a time limit, i.e. suggest you have to be up early the next day for work or meeting friends or family for some arranged event. This allows you to sit out the date, knowing you can leave as soon as the minute hand hits that right time. Oh, I gotta go. Now, if the date's going well, you can always stay and say you'll be all right to get up early, or you can skip the event. You know what I call my friend? When you go to the bathroom, pretend like, oh, you know what, I called my friend. And, you know, they said it's cool. I don't have to get up really. I don't have to go or whatever. See, feel it out. Feel it out. See how it goes. These are no-brainers, but you can do it. All right? Go for small dates to start with. I always suggest that people go for small dates to start with. In other words, just meet for coffee and a sandwich for an hour. Set a time limit again to let you leave if you have to leave. If it's going well, you can always arrange another date before you leave or pretend the other event has been canceled. You know what I'm saying? If it's going well. You know, too much of something new can be, you get saturated. It's too much. So, you know, they always say, if you want something to return, leave them with wanting more of a taste. Leave them with wanting more. Okay? So that's another thing. So if you schedule a short, like hour and a half coffee or whatever kind of a thing, a lunch thing, you know, that'll be great. That'll help. That, you know, okay? So also, here's an idea. Go to the theater. Go see a movie, because you can watch the film and always have something to talk about afterwards. You know, I've really been wanting to see that movie. Oh, if you're not, I mean, see, when you're trying to meet somebody and they look great online and they have wonderful things to say and all that, maybe, I don't know, maybe you want to meet with them and sit and talk with them for a little while. I think that'd be a great idea. Maybe you want to do that. But, you know, I think sometimes going to the movies is great. Again, it's a date where you don't have to talk, and then you can have something. If you think it may be a little awkward, then you can have something to talk to with them about. Go to the movie, you know, and then they'll really appreciate that. So I think that's a really good idea. And by the way, if you want to call me, please do so. I'd love to hear from you. I don't know if we're having some problems here on the line, because I did have a couple of calls that dumped out. Please feel free to call if you have relationship or, you know, problems, issues. There's that call again. Let's see if we can dial in and find somebody. All righty. Let's go with it. Good morning. You're on the line with Dr. Michelle. Yeah, we are having some problems, aren't we, Josh? Let's see if I can get him again. Let me dial this up. Let me hit this. All right. Nope, that's not working. I think we are having some. Let me try it once more. There we are. Hi, you're on the air with Dr. Michelle. Good morning.
Hi, Dr. Michelle. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good. It's
you
nice
know,
to
you're, you're talking about these dates and with girls and this whole thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I was on a date and this girl pulled this kind of stuff on me. And I'll tell you, it really hurt.
Yeah. Are you serious?
You know, I'm a nice guy.
Okay.
And,
You're a nice guy.
I felt that it was going on real nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And we went to dinner, and all of a sudden, you know, it was cut short. It was just strange. It was just really strange, and it really hurt my feelings.
Well, now, so this was a new person you were going out with, right?
Right.
Okay. And where did you meet her online?
No, I met her through work.
Oh, okay, cool. So
I met her through work.
So do you see her at work a lot, or is she in a peripheral office or something? Or
she's in the same building that I'm in.
Oh, okay. So it's not like you have to look at her every day if it was a weird date.
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's good. That makes things a little easier. Now, was this the first date that you had with her?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you guys went out to dinner or something?
I picked her up, And she looked fine. She looked real good.
Good.
I'm a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
I believe chivalry is not dead. And I opened her door,
yeah.
And you know, we went to a nice dinner.
Cool.
And the conversation kind of was lagging a little bit. And, you know, the same thing that you talked about. She got a phone call, you know, oh, you know, her girlfriend needed this or whatever.
Oh.
And she goes, oh, I'm just so sorry. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what happened.
So do you...
Really hurt my feelings.
So you're getting a feeling that... You're getting a feeling that she actually dumped you, like, with what I was just talking about, with one of the techniques.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think so.
What's your name, by the way?
I'm Richard.
Richard, I'm so sorry. That sucks. Well, maybe, you know, maybe she did have a real actual emergency. And so was it during dinner that she had this phone call, or after dinner, or what was...
It was, like, right after dinner.
Okay, all right.
Right after dinner.
Okay, so she left pretty much right away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, this was about 2 weeks ago.
Okay. And now, have you followed up?
I put a couple calls into her.
Right.
And I don't like text messaging.
Okay.
You know,
whatever.
I think that's kind of cold.
Oh, okay.
But
wow.
I've called her twice and haven't gotten any response.
Okay.
I guess she doesn't like me.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. You know what? Something, Richard, she may be involved in another relationship, and she may have just been, who knows, you know, what's going on with her. It's really difficult sometimes. Who knows what her deal is? And so I'm really sorry that you know, this happened and she ducked out and then she disappeared. See, this is the problem. This is where I feel guilty giving advice like this on the air. But, you know, what happens sometimes is I give advice and it's not – and it really comes – this stuff happens and I feel badly that you had to deal with this. So, you know what?
Yeah.
So you're out there and you have your sources and friends and you have people who you are interested in as well out there?
Yeah. I have a bunch – you know, I have a couple guy friends and you can imagine what they said about her.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they said, you know – you know, screw them.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to.
This internet radio, you can talk like that. That's okay.
I want to tell you what they said.
That's right.
You know, she's a nice girl. I really like her.
Yeah.
You know, she's a nice person.
Yeah.
And I just felt strange. Just
right.
Felt real strange.
Right, right. Well, you know what? I would just move on.
What kind of advice could you give me?
I'll tell you. Put it out there. You put it out there a couple of times. You've called her. You left messages. Move on. If she's not responding to you, don't push it. You know, again, if she's...
What a woman like?
What a woman
like? I just don't want to drop it. I mean, I really like her, and I would like to really pursue this.
Okay.
What could I do?
Well,
what could I do to shock her? What could I do to make her like me?
No, there's nothing you can do to make somebody like you. All right? There's nothing you can do. It's going to make somebody like you.
Should I send her flowers?
No. I think the fact that you've put it out there and called her and showed her that you were interested and bought her a nice dinner and tried to have, some kind of conversation. What I would do maybe is humor is always good if you want to give it one more shot. Humor is always nice. And I don't know. Say something like, why don't you text her?
Yeah.
And say something like, I don't know, what would you say that's funny? Something like, I don't want to say that because I don't want her to be really turned off to you. Say, thought I'd...
Vote for me?
No. Well, that's a good vote for me. Vote for me. I like you. Vote for me. Next Tuesday. I like that. Well, hey, you know what? Go for it. Vote for me.
Okay.
Take me out on, you know, elect me on next Tuesday. Elect me to go out with you next Tuesday. Now, that may be, may be going, oh, God, this guy's really a drag. That may be really too corny, but I like it. I think you're cool. I like you. I think you're cool. So,
well, I like you too. I like
you.
You're very pretty, and I love your show. I listen to it every week.
Oh, thank you so much.
You give really good advice.
Oh well, I try, but I see when you ask me when you've put it out there quite a few times. You know, I would just kind of move on, and you don't want to feed your, you know, feeling insecure, like she doesn't like you. You know, I'm all for honesty. I'm all for, and if you communicated with her, and she hasn't returned your calls, I'm all for, you know, just when you see her, you know where she works, right? In the building.
Oh yeah.
I honestly, I would go find her. You know, at a cool time, not freak her out when she's working really frantically or whatever she's doing. I would kind of, because you may know when she takes a break, or you may know. I would go up to her and say, "I had such a cool time with you, and I'd love to take you out again." Look her in the eyes.
Yeah.
Look her in the eyes. Okay. Don't be creepy. You know what I'm saying, Richard? Don't smother her. Don't give too much. But just say, you know, I'm thinking maybe. Okay, if you'd like to go, I'd love to take you out again, if you'd like to do that.
Okay.
And don't blame her. I didn't hear from you. Don't be weird on her. Just say something like, I'd love to get together with you again. You seem like a really neat lady. See how she responds.
That.
See how she responds to you. See what her, you know, she has excuses or whatever. Don't go, cool, great. Don't be defensive. Don't go, whatever. But, you know, just say, that's great. That's cool. Act confident and say, great. If she says, yeah, let's go out again. Maybe she really didn't. Maybe she was in a bad mood. Maybe she had a lot on her mind. Maybe she just broke up with somebody. I don't know how much information you gathered from her, but she may have a lot of stuff going on in her life, and she may not have felt comfortable enough talking to you about it. Some of us are so zoned out, we don't want to share on the first couple of dates because we've got stuff going on, and we appear weird.
I hear you.
Odd.
I hear you.
And you may appear a little more needy to her, and it might.
I will. Yeah. I'll try it.
All right.
I'll try it.
All right.
I'll try humor.
Try humor.
But thank you, Dr. Michelle.
You got it, Richard. Thank you so much for calling. And you know, lighten up. Go in there and look at her face to face. Don't creep her out. Don't get too close to her physically. Get some space.
Okay.
And just, you know, be very confident. Show confident body language to her. And just.
I will.
All right, and then move on. Put it out there. You sound like a really neat guy. Put it out there.
No, thank you.
You deserve a nice lady. Chivalry is not dead.
Thanks, Dr. Michelle.
All right, Richard. Have a great day, and thanks so much for calling. All right, bye-bye. Oh, no, I feel so guilty now. I put it out there. I said, you know, how to get out of a boring date. This is what she pulled on him. It's an old trick that a lot of women do sometimes. That's not nice, though. But, I mean, oh, you know what, Richard, move on. If it doesn't work, just you get a feel for it. And what I said to Richard also was about the body language thing. When he approaches her, to just kind of say, hey, I had such a great time with you. Back off. Give her some space. Don't get too close. Don't be too demonstrative in your arms and your hands. Smile pleasantly. Don't smother her. Don't just say, hey, it'd be great if we could go out again. And if she makes up some lame story, then go, oh, that's cool. Whatever. Great. Great seeing you. And move on. Just leave and walk tall. You know, just give a good, body language of self-confidence. Don't be like a puppy. It's okay. Not everybody is for everyone. Not everybody has the same feelings. You know, she sounds nice. Just put it out there and see how it goes for you. All right? All right. I had a listener write me something that was kind of silly. A long time ago, what I do is I give personality tests on the air live. I got an email from Anna. Dear Dr. Michelle, a little while ago you gave a test on love and personality types based on colors and preferences of colors. Can you please share with me that test again? And it was just fun, and it made me laugh, and it rang kind of true. And I'd like my friends to hear it on latalkradio.com. So here we go. This is a fun. It says, discover your sexual type based on your favorite color. And the premise here, well, let's do this, is the clothes you wear, your home furnishings, and the car that you drive all give clues to your sexual and emotional personality. The key is the colors you select for most of your possessions. Now, most of us, you know, we claim it's hard to find a favorite color. Some say it's black, but look around you and you'll notice a pattern. Your clothing, your home decor, your car, you know, that kind of thing. What makes you feel comfortable with that? So the predominant color for you is the one that appears more frequently. And it's the one that mirrors the emotion part of your supposedly personality. You know, I mean, they have color psychologists go out and I had a really good friend who used to do color psychology. They'd call her in and they'd say, I have a doctor's office and I want to make it comfortable and I want to make it secure and I want... And so what they do is they paint the office according to moods in order to adjust to people's moods, the colors. So here we go. So choose your favorite color. All right, here we go. What do we have? I'm looking at them all. We have a choice of red, yellow, pink, purple, or black. Red, yellow, pink, purple, black. These are the choices that I'm given right now on this test. I thought we had more choices because a lot of people pick like the subtle earth tones, you know, brown. They pick the browns and they pick the beiges and all that. But here's what I'm working with on this test that I have here for you. So if a predominant color is red or orangish around you, it says you are a very exciting, emotional, sexual person. It says, once the sexual spark is ignited, it may take hours to extinguish. This is personalitytest.com, by the way. This is not Dr. Michelle necessarily saying this. It's just kind of a fun color test. All right? Lovers of red, who have a lot of red and oranges around them, tend to be more aggressive. Okay? They tend to be more outgoing, more flamboyant, more aggressive, more carefree, because they have the excited color around them. So there you go. All right, yellow. That was kind of a no-brainer, I know. If you have yellow around you a lot, a light pastel yellow-ish, light green-ish, all right? If you or your partner tend to flavor yellow, it says the person will consent to the stronger partner's desires in a passive manner. You may be a little more complex of a person. You may be a little more adaptable and within. Says you're not as outgoing as the red person or the orange person. You'll never turn down an invitation to go out and party, though, from somebody you enjoy or admire. So you're a little shyer, they say here. A little more withheld. All right, if you picked pink or lavender or a light pastel close to that color, people who like pink show a reluctance to mature in sexual matters. That's what it says here. Guess what my favorite color is around me? That's right, baby. Pink. Women tend to tease and to promise more than they intend to deliver who have a lot of pink around them. Okay. Men who like pink or light lavender are philanderers and flirts. Women whose husbands like pink should keep a secret nest egg. I like that. All right. We're going with purple. Dark purple, indigo, dark blue. Here we go. Lovers of purple, indigo, dark blue frequently consider themselves to be too sophisticated to get crazy and be more sexually active. Women who like deep purple, indigo, dark blue sometimes are the type who hate to mess their hair. Men who enjoy these colors are businesslike in their approach to emotion and lovemaking. Also, in both sexes, people who like indigo, dark blue, and purple are more concerned with their fulfillment than anyone else's gratification. I love that. That's terrible! I don't know if I'm buying into this stuff. It's personalitytest.com. A good many people will choose black as their favorite color without really thinking about the question. And it says people who do are moody, often perform at their peak when under stress or during unhappy times. That's kind of interesting. All right, let me pull up some of the other colors real fast on the test. If none of these colors worked for you, if your favorite color was green or brown, If you picked green, those who prefer green are fresh and innocent in their approach to relationships and sexual desire. A man who picks green may be a trifle clumsy and awkward, but in a charming and endearing sort of way. Green lovers are gentle, but not passionate. If chosen as a mate, one who has green all around them usually will never need to worry about infidelity. They're more stable. I like that. That's nice. Green, stable, earth tone. If you picked brown, it says here, you or your partners love brown. That means you're a real treasure for the right mate. Oh, I like this. Brown lovers tend to be warm and deep and sensitive to the needs and desires of their partners. Oh, this is great. Brown lovers enjoy sex any time of the day. Also, they can't say I love you often enough. Boy, this is fun stuff reading this. And this is not the Dr. Michelle's. This is, again, coming from the personality. Test.com thing. Snuggling by the fire, walking in the rain, catching snowflakes. Very important. Very into emotion, drama, on the positive side, passion. And they need lots of time and privacy to make love. But their emotions are such that one harsh word could end the affair. Because they're very sensitive people, you know. And there you go. The color, thank you so much for emailing me, Anna. I'm really glad you did, and I hope that helped you out. And I don't know if I agree with all that, because I've heard the thing about purple people. Purple people who love purple, you know, that they're not too sophisticated. They're way out there, because that's really a, woo, that's a sexy color. So, you know, you have to go by your own thing. This is Dr. Michelle with you. Yep, TJ McCormick's banging on the glass. I love that man. He's next, and he's got a great show for you coming up. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you'd like to email me, you can do so. You can find me at Doc Michelle, D-O-C, Michelle with two L's at AOL.com. Also, you can find me on my website, DrMichelleTherapy.com, DrMichelleTherapy.com. And, you know, you'll find out more what I'm about. Thanks for calling in. I love to have you on my couch. You can sure sit around and stay a while, because TJ McCormick is next with a fabulous show, as always. Have a great day. Do take care of yourselves. Dr. Michelle saying bye-bye.
Dancing.